Hello, sis. That's an ominous sound. That is a sound that says it is now one day after Labor Day. That's really rotten. I hate to see summer go. I don't want it to go. Come back, oh summer. The damn thing doesn't even listen. Listen to that. We are bringing you this sound of eternal time tribulation as a public service to teach you, friends, that even you can't escape from it. Sound of mankind writhing in the river Styx of eternity. And you notice mankind doesn't seem particularly bothered by it. That's right, that's right. You're just flat on, you dumb fool. You just a dumb turkey just flatten on there. Running. That's not going to make it go away. Laughing in the face of time is not going to make it go away. Yeah, I know. You figure that you can spend your entire life in Switzerland getting repacked with silicone, huh? It will do no good. That's right. I can only tell you, friend, that when eternity creeps up on you, eternity gets the last laugh. Yeah. Laugh now. Go ahead. Summer's over, you know, no matter what you do. You can go out and, buy every damn piece of summer clothing down at Macy's and put it all on. It doesn't make any difference. Summer's gone, honey. I said gone. And it won't do you any good to sit around and laugh like some simpering idiot. Simpering idiot. Listen to you. What's worse, I hate people that laugh with mashed potatoes in their mouth. It's really stupid. Stupidity is everywhere. Did you hear me? I said it's everywhere. All right, dumbhead. You're not going to get away with that just because you're wearing a tight dress. You know, I can see what you mean, though. I got you. Come on, what's the matter with me? I'm acting like as dumb as you are. Come on, cut it out. Come on. You know I'm ticklish. Now stop it. I got to get to work here. I can't mess around. There's countless millions out there waiting for every golden word. Yeah, well, you know. I mean, that's what they're here for. Well, they're not here to hear the time. You know that. It's kind of funny. I can sympathize with you, though. Oh, well. Summer's over. We're going to have to... We're just going to have to... accept it. We're going to have to attune ourselves to a new thing. It's fall, right? Fall. That means 8 straight losses by the Jets. It means, let's see, what else does it mean? It means Christmas is coming. We just had Christmas. What is this? What do they want to have? A continual Christmas year? For Christmas, already they're getting ready for the Christmas party later. Stupid, isn't it? I got you. We just keep doing the same stuff, potato salad. That's right. Canned shrimp. Same Christmas party year after year. Yeah, you're right. For once, you're right. You know, baby, I must admit it. But, I got to get to work. I can't fool around here. What do you mean it is work? What do you think I do every night? I pour my guts out here. What do? You stand on the counter there and pick your teeth. Don't tell me that's work. That's right. I don't blame you for being laughing at that one. Oh, well. No matter where you turn, you're reminded. Summer's over. And I don't like it. I'll tell you that. It doesn't make any difference. I'm going to... You know what I'm doing in my head? I am refusing to concede that summer is over. Now, if we all do it together, they say that summer and... After all, wait a minute now. Let's get right to the point. You know, there's a theory, gang, that time is a man-made creation. I mean, you know, turtles don't know that it's 2 in the afternoon or 9 at night or 6 in the morning or spring, or they don't have Father's Day turtles. They don't have any of that junk. It's only poor, sad, fat-headed men. Now, if we could stop conceding that there is time, would there be time? You know, there's an old philosophical thing there. But if a tree falls here, you know that whole business. You know, I don't have to pardon you. You know all those philosophical conundrums, you know, those paradoxes. Or is it a paradise? Or paradise? I mean, it doesn't matter. The point is, you know all of them, so why burden you with that? However, I will say this. They do say that man is the only thing that knows about time. He created it. And if he created it, he can do away with it, right? This is a fairly simple piece of logic. Isn't it? I mean, isn't it? I mean, does that make sense to you? If man decides to do away with time, time itself does not exist because mind and man all got together and invented time. So we can uninvent it, huh? Well, don't say no. You don't know whether we can or not. No, wait a minute. Man has never made a concerted effort to do it. Now watch this now. Clock, I will you to stop. Start. See, if I turn it upside down, it stops. Now I'm going to try it with the one on the wall there. Stop, clock. My God, 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 God. Oh, hold it. Oh, that is... I'm telling you, I do not like this whole idea of summer being over. I'm just not for it. I mean, summer being over means all kinds of bad things. Oh, it does. Absolutely does. Why do you think Thomas Wolfe wrote some of his most tragic chapters about the month of October? You didn't know that, so I suppose that means that it didn't happen. Well, you know what? Doesn't work that way. Thomas Wolfe wrote some of his most tragic work dealing with the month of tragic, ironic, symbolistic, poetic. It was all traveling through the October of time, the October of existence. I mean, if you consider your life, you know, everybody has a life, you see. And, do you consider your life an October life, or is it a June life? Or does your life trap itself deep in the heart of an eternal February, with muddy, grimy snowdrifts around you? Well, no, these things must be considered from time to time. You know, I guess most of us just walk away when the discussion gets heavy like that. I mean, that's called heavy. What you do is go and get another drink. Or, you know, hey, turn the record player up louder. You know, wine, women, and song. I suppose that works for some. But that doggone clock just keeps right on going. Did I ever tell you about the radio station one time? There was a radio station that used to broadcast on the 19-meter band. 19, 1-9, the 19-meter band, and, you know, it was a powerful station that was in Europe somewhere, and that shortwave, and they used to broadcast nothing but the sound of a clock ticking worldwide for hours on end, and so if you tuned around on the 19-meter band, all of a sudden, here's what you got. Just a single clock ticking away. It drove the world batty. I'm serious. That's what they did. Now, there's another station right now. There's a station that's on the air this very night, broadcasting worldwide. And every 10 seconds or so, there's a quiet bugle. Just goes ta-ta. That's all. That goes off throughout the world. Don't ask me why they do it. That's not relevant. They do it. See, the trouble with most people today is that they're why-oriented, hence missing the point of most things that happen. I mean, this is why guys drown. They fall in the water and they say, why me? And all the while they should be flailing around. I mean, you know. So stop the why business. That will do you no good when you're faced with eternity, friend. Why time is not as important as time is. And these difficult philosophical problems here have to be wrestled. Of course, there's two kinds of people, you see. The why time is types often wind up spending a lot of time sitting in the corner with their thumb in their mouth. The time is people spend a lot of time running around drinking and pinching girls and yelling and you know, doing it while it's there, basically. What am I doing? This is gallows humor. You understand that, don't you? Gallows humor, friend. Black humor, which has always been characteristic of my type of humor anyway. I am hardly Chevy Chase, ha ha ho ho and fall off your chair, with the pie in the face humor, which is basically the humor of small children. Oh no, people falling out of chairs requires no intellectual capacity to understand it. People getting hit in the mouth with a pie requires no intellectual capacity to understand that somebody's been hit in the mouth with a custard pie. But they'll laugh in the face of time and then have time laugh back at you. That requires a little intellectual understanding, if not intellectual consideration. And if you listen carefully, you'll hear time laughing again at you. It always does. Listen to it. You notice time is a woman? Eternal, mysterious, solemn-eyed, yes. With the faint suggestion of a sardonic smile. Yes, that's right, honey. That's very good. I like that little gasp at the end, you know. It leads you to believe she's human. Which is, of course, one of the bad mistakes that... That's right, it is a mistake. Don't push your luck. Push your luck and your lab will get pushed back. Right. And luck can push you harder than you can push luck, I can tell you that. Yeah, it's a nice idea, isn't it, huh? Very good. I said something the other day and I want to relate it to you. So stop laughing for a minute and listen, will you? Okay. What I wanted to tell you was this. I said it, and I said it right out loud. If God had not created the New York Times book review section, man would have been forced to do it. Now, you see, that's very different from Chevy Chase. He wouldn't understand. There you go. As time ticks on for all, even WOR New York, time is ticking on. Our tubes are wearing out. All right. Our unbalanced line is getting unbalanced through every minute. Okay. Our preamplifiers are beginning to show signs. The attenuators are scratching and creaking. The tower howls in the wind. The ancient winds of time, and 1,000 years from now, they'll discover the WOR transmitter site and wonder what manner of strange religious rites went on here with this vast tower streaking into the sky. See? Hear that? I told you. That's what happens when you build your own stuff with your own soldering iron. Listen to that. Slowly dissolving. Oh, God. What are we going to do? The ship is sinking. The preamp is humming. We got excess grid current in the final. My God, our standing waves are all over the place. I think this microphone is radiating more than our antenna. Standing waves will do that. They call it reflected RF. Betty's. Good Lord, this is a terrible program. This is awful. I don't know why you subject yourself to this. Let's get back on warm, loving, familiar ground.